Now we are told here, verse 15, when it came to pass that Jesus sat at meat in his house, that is the publicans, and that's Levi or Matthew, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. Now when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? Did you notice three times here we have the statement that the guests that were there were publicans and sinners? Not a good man on the list here, apparently. They were not the elite of the town, publicans and sinners. And have you noticed that publicans come ahead of sinners? Those were the tax gatherers in that day. Now, when the Lord Jesus heard that, when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That is a tremendous answer. You don't invite the doctor over to your house for dinner and then have him send you a big bill when everybody's well. It's when you're sick that you want the doctor to come over. And the Lord Jesus said that I haven't come to call the righteous, I've come to call sinners. And the reason he said that, actually there was only one kind of folk in that day, and they were sinners. There were no such thing as the righteous by any means, but the Pharisees thought they were. Now verse 18, And the disciples of John and the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? You see, they were under the law. But under the law, there was no instruction given for fasting. God gave seven feasts for his people, not fast days. And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with him, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Now, that is the thing he's saying to them, is that it's more important to be related to him and to have fellowship with him than to fast. That's one thing today, friends, to be religious and put up a front. It's another thing to enjoy fellowship with the Lord Jesus and love him. Now he illustrates this. No man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filleth it up taketh away the old, and the rent's made worse. Now that's one illustration. Here's another, it's similar. No man putteth new wine into old bottles, that is old wine skins, else the new wine, it would burst the old wine skins. And the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred, but new wine must be put into new bottles. Now, the thing that he's saying, friends, is simply this. He said, Now, I have not come to polish up the law. I have not come to add to the Mosaic system. I have not come to add a refinement or a development to it. He says, I have come to do something new. I didn't come to patch up the old garment. I've come to give you a new garment. Now, under the law, men worked, and their works were like an old moth-eaten garment. But our Lord came to provide a new robe of righteousness that comes down on a sinner that will trust Christ, that will enable him to stand before Almighty God. That is the glorious, wonderful thing, friends, that he's saying here. Our Lord didn't come to extend or project the law or the Old Testament system or religion. He came to introduce something new. And that which is new will be the fact that he'll die for the sins of the world. And that's going to be the new garment. But now he'd like to put a new man in that garment. And therefore, new wine goes in new wine skins, and a new garment goes on a new man. And on that robe of righteousness comes down on one who has now become a son of God through faith. This is a tremendous thing.